Hello and welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. I'm Kathy Love. I started life as an OT, had an amazing, crazy private practice which I sold. And what I do now is help allied health business owners create a business that serves them, the time, the money, the joy that they absolutely deserve. And this is where my idea for the podcast started. What I want to do is to capture how hard allied health business owners in Australia work to achieve their dreams, to support their teams, to create amazing outcomes for their clients. So sit back, beverage of choice, drive safely, walk carefully, however you're listening in, and I hope you absolutely enjoy. Hello, hello. It's Kathy Love here, jumping into your earbuds for a few minutes. I haven't done a solo pod for a while, so I'm looking forward to this. The other thing I'm really looking forward to right now is supporting all of our wonderful allied health business owners as they onboard their team. We have just been thrilled to bits in the last 6-9 months or so, as we have just done so much work with our members in the recruitment space, and pretty spectacular results, I got to say. We're blown away with the work everyone's done and the interviews and appointing, you know, not just one, but 2 and 3 and 4 and multiple teammates joining. So, so good for allied health business, so good for the industry, so good for clients and participants. But that has all happened in recent months, and now we're in this wonderful phase of onboarding, and it's exciting. And we're running a masterclass on onboarding, and I wanted to just kind of run through some of the highlights of what we're going to be talking about, because what I've kind of heard about over the years is that not as a whole lot of thought goes into onboarding, and business owners kind of think, oh, look, it's just a week, it's just 5 days, it's just 10 days, then they're good to go. And I really, really want to kind of open up this door of onboarding and really have a look at how you could be doing it even better than what you're already kind of offering at the moment. The reason being is that it is such a critical stage for your future teammates to kind of fall in trust with you and fall in love with you and your team and the business. And, you know, think about the impressions they're making of you and your business in the first hours, in the first days, in the first weeks. So it's really, really important to kind of get this right, because it's such a keystone for retention and your employees having a really remarkable and the best job they've ever had experience with you. So there's a question here about what will happen when you 10x your onboarding game. What do you think the benefits are going to be? And as I alluded, well, you can pause and think about that. You know, what is a multiplier effect of great onboarding for you, given how hard you have worked to recruit one or more wonderful new customer service team, teammates or clinicians or whoever else in your business? And so what we're really wanting to shake out a little bit is just getting people kind of out of a little bit of habit and a little bit of complacency. I know that's a bit of a strong word, but just to sort of shake up this thinking of, well, it worked okay last time, so we'll just do more of what we did last time. I think the market and the industry is a lot more sophisticated than that, and that new starters, new employees, particularly early career new grads, are really expecting a lot more detail and a lot more of a comprehensive, holistic, all-round start to their work with you. And there's that kind of thing, I've forgotten the quote, now would be a really good time for me to remember it, but, you know, if you keep doing the same old stuff, you're going to keep getting the same old results, and we don't want that for you in your businesses. We want to bring in the right spirit of change and innovation and improvement right through everything you do at the right time for the right reasons. And I guess that there's quite a few business owners out there potentially listening to this and thinking, oh, yeah, we have pretty much done it the same way for quite some time. And, oh, yeah, we really need to review that. And, yeah, we probably need it to tighten that bit up, or we need to kind of add this as well. And I also want to throw in onto that that you probably need to measure as well how well and how effective your onboarding is. So our masterclass that is coming up very, very soon is the onboarding operation. And we're wanting to really help you kickstart and become super organized with the way that you onboard your teammates for sustained and repeatable success. You're getting some clues there about what we're going to be talking about. And we're really wanting to help you position your business in the first few hours, the first few days, the first few weeks, because we know how critical they are for establishing really strong employer or contractor for that matter, retention months and years down the track. So, yeah, we'd love you to come and join our masterclass. The link is going to be very, very nearby this particular podcast. I know so many of you have done our webinars and masterclasses over the while. Yeah, for sure, there is a small investment, but we use the full ticket price, and we push that straight through to a charity every single masterclass. 100% goes right through. And we have invested in all sorts of programs overseas, mental health services here in Australia, Movember, Peter Mac Cancer Centre here in Melbourne. So we really move our investment dollar around to try and help as many people as we can onshore and offshore. So in the webinar, what are we going to cover? I'm starting to ramble. I need to get my focus back here. What are we going to cover? We're going to cover business management suggestions, leadership suggestions, and some operational suggestions. And as you know, our masterclasses are pretty pacey, pretty practical, and there is so much activity happening in the chat box as well. I think people come for the chat box, to be honest, because I load a ton of stuff in that chat box, because all of our wonderful, wonderful colleagues and friends across the allied health business sector are so playful and so generous. And, you know, I also get a bit of heckling through the DMs as well, which when you listen in, you'll hear me stifling a few giggles on that front as well. One of the key suggestions we're going to be covering, or I'm going to be making, under business management and how that kind of anchors an exceptional onboarding experience is the concept of the first 100 days. Now, for those of you that have had little preschoolers start, you know, the first 100 days of prep is a thing. The first 100 days of bringing the prime minister is a thing. So we reckon it's a reasonably well-rounded concept that we want to bring in to the onboarding experience for your business and your future employees as well. So we're going to have some conversation around what that actually is. We're going to talk about how it's more than just talking with people for 100 days and that the structure you bring into it, the pre-planning, the really focused pieces of content, and a bit of a reminder about adult learning principles as well, so that you're really being very, very strategic with the content that you're sharing across to your new starters, but also why it is so important for them to be working through. We've seen this happen time and time again now with our members, and the investment upfront to build this stuff out totally pays back in spades. So a reminder about the value of content, conversation, checking and correcting both the program, the 100-day onboarding program that you're offering, but also to apply those adult learning principles to the new starters and getting in and very much taking an assertive, supported education focused learning approach. We're going to suggest that it's a multimedia piece. We suggest that you have other learning assets around it. We're also going to be talking about, that the 100 days onboarding program is just a portion of your whole retention strategy. And as some of you will know, we have a whole masterclass on retention. And that's a really, really popular one, because that's very much the flip side of recruitment, isn't it? And this onboarding operation is just a little segue between recruitment and retention. So that's why we wanted to bring this in as well. So the onboarding operation is part of what you do in your whole employee lifetime experience. Hope that makes some good sense for you. And another section of our masterclass is going to be around the operational excellence that supports the onboarding process curriculum that you're building out as well. And, you know, who doesn't want to have that totally well-oiled machine? So we're going to be talking about what an online onboarding hub could look like. That's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it? An online onboarding hub, and some of the really cool ways you can totally leverage technology so that you're providing a really professional, superstructured, I'm just going to mention that again, a really professional looking onboarding experience, but one that is also repeatable and improvable as well. So you will be adding to it and improving time after time as you onboard all of your future teammates as well. But there's some really interesting, you know, platforms online that can help you with that structure and can help you with that interaction, can help you manage the content and make it a little bit professionally playful as well. Can also bring in some automations and set up communication systems as well. We're going to have a bit of a share session about the sort of content that you would want to be bringing into your 100-day onboarding, your first 100-day curriculum as well. There, look, I could do a whole 3 hours on this, and certainly this is some of the work that we do with our members as well. But sometimes there's a bit of a rush to onboard them as a clinician and rush to the clinical stuff. We actually suggest that that is almost the last thing that you cover in the onboarding. That may sound a little bit contradictory and controversial, but they're a human first, and you're bringing them into your business. And I'm really of the belief that there are 90 other things that you onboard them into and through, rather than rushing to the clinical stuff. And I'll be sharing more about why that is so important. And I'll be sharing more about the sort of topics and content that is super, super valuable to set them up for success right from the get-go as well. So you might be thinking, oh yeah, there's all that other stuff, but I know for sure that there's a whole lot of stuff that you just may not have even thought of just yet that is going to be really valuable to help them get a flying start and to stay with you for all the right reasons. So there's also an onboarding tactic that I don't think enough businesses take seriously, or enough businesses sort of really, really think about. And this is about how you use your whole team to onboard your newbies. Well, that's a weird word, isn't it? How you use your whole team to onboard your new teammates, but also a bit about gifting, and not just gifting the new starter, but to gift the whole team and even to gift the whole community as well. I think there's some really smart ways of thinking about how you gift to build connections for all of the right motivations. And I'm going to look forward to some good chat box conversation on how you use gifting to build connections as well, rather than gifting because you feel you're short and the cliche gifts and all of that. I've got some other ideas on that I think you'll quite like. So that'll be, keen to hear what you think about that as well.
Gather around, dear listeners, for a moment of sheer audio delight. You may have heard, but we love to chat with allied health business owners. We get inspired hearing about your aspirations, the challenges you face, the roadblocks that get in your way, and business realities. So we invite you to book a free power call with a Naker Consulting business specialist, regardless of where you're at in business. Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed or overworked or overjoyed. We're here for you, and we'll meet you exactly where you are, judgment-free. It's okay to book a second or even a third call. We're always keen to hear all your news. Book a free power call with us today at naker.com.au/free-power-call. Let's get the convo ball rolling. Now it's time to get back to our regularly scheduled banter.
In the allied health business world, it's harder than you think to stay on top of everything you need to do to run a business whilst being fully present for your team and clients. If you struggle with this, you're not alone. Pretty much everybody feels this way. Some days you feel like you're crossing a decent task off just to be reminded that you then have three new tasks to take at their place. The to-do list feels like it never ends. It can be overwhelming doing it all on your own, and that is why we took it upon ourselves to reach out to help you out. We have created our monthly masterclasses so that you can join and connect with others, learn bite-sized business skills, and best of all, walk away from our masterclass with tasks ticked off your list. We can guarantee that each session will provide you with at the very least 5 gems that you can take and put into action right there and then. And trust us, as soon as you hop off our short and sweet session, you will want to take immediate action, because that is the effect that Kathy Love and these masterclasses have. Each masterclass tackles a topic that has been niggling in the back of your mind and has moved further and further down your list. However, the sooner you nip this in the bud, the sooner you will free up your time and see the results in your business. Ready to nip your business woes in the bud and start taking practical action to maximize your results this year? Join one of our monthly masterclasses today.
So we're a few minutes into this podcast. I'm thinking you might even have some questions, and I kind of wish that I, you know, we had this interactive thing going and I could kind of hear about what else you might want in what else in terms of the onboarding operation that you would really like to know about. So when we post this, by all means, add into the comments, and I will do my absolute best to capture that into the content of our masterclass, because we love them to be practical. We love them to be responsive to what you want. We aim for them to be based on what we're hearing and what we're not hearing and what we consider to be, you know, contemporary, fresh, effective practice as well. So as you've been listening so far, what's got your antenna up? What else would you want to know about how to onboard super, super effectively and also really, really super efficiently as well? So drop us some messages and we'll do our best to include as much of it as possible. Then the last element of the masterclass is going to be looking at you and your role, the team's role, and essentially leadership and the role that leadership has in onboarding your future crew. So I'll be really interested, you know, the wonderful people that come into our masterclasses, some of them are startups who don't yet have team but are desperate to recruit. I was talking with someone along those lines yesterday. In one of our power calls, business is just 4 months old, going crazy, and some early success with recruitment. Kudos on all of that. And so the guys that come into our masterclasses, they may be startups, they may have teams of 1 and 2 or 3, they may have teams of 40, 50, 60, 70 as well. And this is exactly the profile of our clients. We work with startups right through to quite large and differently significant kind of organizations as well. And there's always improvements you can make in your leadership. There's always improvements that you can make with how you onboard people as well. So I'm going to be doing a bit of reminding that onboarding is a whole team commitment, okay? And sometimes it needs to be led. There needs to be an onboarding champion for sure, whether it's the team leader or whether it's the practice manager or whoever it is. There needs to be a champion for it. But I really think there's huge value in the whole team participating. There are just so many pluses for why that's really, really good. But it's going to work best when the whole team understand the process, that there's really clear expectations, that tasks are forward booked, and that there's great communication holding the whole process together, for the new startup, but also the whole process for the team as well. The last thing you kind of want is any sort of confusion and unsure and missed opportunities and the like as well. Interestingly enough, so often when you're onboarding new team, it also is a bit of a prompt, if you like, to actually go and review your whole communication policy and where communication happens and where and when and why. So we'll touch on that a little bit. We're not going to have a whole lot of time on that, but good time to review, and to allocate that sort of chief onboarding champion badge to someone as well. I think that's a good move for the new starter to know who their contact person is. And I mentioned a few minutes ago at the start of this podcast that we're going to be encouraging you to measure the onboarding outcomes. That's something that you may not have thought about, but how do you know that your onboarding processes are working? How do you know that they're effective? How do you know that your 100-day onboarding curriculum is hitting the mark for the new team member, is hitting the mark for the team, is hitting the mark for the onboarding on the chief onboarding champion as well? And I think it's going to be good to kind of talk through some of the ways that you can measure that, so that you've got some data, for want of a better word, you've got some data that you can absolutely improve on and measure. And big fan of that. It really brings some objectivity that really backs up your gut feel and your anecdotal gathering as well. So that is a pretty fast roundup of our upcoming masterclass, the onboarding operation. It is for everyone who wants a team, to everybody who's building a team, and everybody who wants to onboard in the most spectacular, contemporary, fresh and effective way. And as I often say, we can give you some great tactics and some great things to think about. We can't climb through the little white light and do this work for you. We can certainly do it with you. And a bit of a reminder that, you know, the work you do now is going to make the shorter and medium and longer term actions even more exciting for you guys as well. So we try and drive practical action through all of our masterclasses, and we are absolutely there on the other side for those power calls, those strategy sessions, and really helping you learn more and implement once you kind of come in and join us on the other side as one of our clients and members as well. So we'll guide you through all of that good stuff as well. So round up, we're excited about the amazing recruitment that's been happening right in front of our eyes. We are totally aware that so many businesses are onboarding like crazy right now at this time of the year. We're aware that there's a tendency to kind of do things as you've always done them with onboarding. And we know that absolutely so often onboarding is wildly too short. We really want to open the door to get you thinking about a 100-day onboarding curriculum, online learning hubs, a really smart and strategic content library. We want you to be thinking about how you bring the whole team in to onboard in a really connected and organized and strategic way. Remember that bit about gifting for connections. That's a bit of a favorite sweet spot in this particular masterclass for me. And we're also wanting to get you thinking about how you can measure the effectiveness on your all new and improved onboarding operation. So make sure you come and join us in the masterclass. Look forward to seeing you. And like I said, come for the chat box, if nothing else, because it is always very, very sparkly. Alrighty, we'll be seeing you soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. For the show notes and other resources, our webinar replays, they're all available over on naker.com.au. And if you're loving what you're listening to, please subscribe. We don't want you to miss out on a single thing. And if you want others to get the same benefit that you've had from listening into these episodes, please share this episode and any of the others forward to any of your other allied health business colleagues. And we are totally here for you. Don't forget for a moment that you can jump on in and book that power call, and we can see how we can help you get the best of business done. Looking forward to seeing you there.